From the book of 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, is our customary tradition to stand for the reading of God's word. We're going to come from the book of 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, and the 8th verse. That is 1 Peter, 5th chapter, and the 8th verse.
1 Peter 5 and 8. Just one verse in your hearing on this morning. I don't think I need this, but can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm
here. 1 Peter 5 and 8. Amen. 1 Peter 5 and 8. Now, I'm going to read. I want you to listen. If you can read along with me, coming out of the King James, then please do. If you have a connected device, you want to change your Bible from NLT or CEV or NIV or AMP to KJV. But we're going to go and drop anchor in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, and the 8th verse. Just one verse of scripture in your hearing on this morning. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Let's read that one more time. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, if you know, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. And I want to speak to you today from the topic, be sober. So as you take your seat, touch that neighbor to the left, to the right, tell them, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Be sober.
Be sober.
Amen. Amen. Listen to your prayers on this morning. Brothers and sisters, we are in some perilous times. We are in some frightening times and some uncertain times. And in fact, I would venture to say that we are in some dangerous times. If you look in your Bibles, in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, and the 1st verse out of the NIV, it says, but mark this, in other words, but watch this, check this out, there will be terrible times in the last days. Yeah. I don't know about you, my brothers and my sisters, but each week, each day, and each hour of every day, it seems as time unfolds, we hear about bad event after bad event. Troubling scandal after troubling scandal. The old folks used to say, if it ain't one thing, Lynn, it's another. We hear and witness heartbreaking stories involving little children wound up dead in the trash can. Somebody just walked up to a party and took the little three-year-old and killed her and put her in a trash can. She was three. She could not have done anything to them. She could not have offended them. She could not have accosted them. But the reality is that evil is running rampant. Yeah. And just when it seems like one thing happened and we're trying to digest such a horrible event, we turn around and another thing happens. Yeah. I don't know about you, but it's just wave after wave after wave of bad news. Evil deed after evil deed is happening around us. And some of us have become so desensitized to this that we have the audacity just to pass it off. But can I ask you this morning, let me go off script for a second and ask that you take time to pray. Not only take time to pray for yourself, but take time to pray for that family, that lost a little girl. Take time to pray for one of those of the family members of the 39 Chinese people that were found dead in a refrigerated a truck. Take time to pray. Just last night, we had a mass shooting at a Texas university. Take time to pray for those families, for those loved ones that are affected by the violence and by the evil that is running rampant around us. But can I let you in on a little secret? The Bible says not only are we the light of the world, but that we are the salt. And as the salt, that means
talking about you. Matthew 24 and 44 says, therefore you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour that you do not expect. Woo! And that just my head that it kicking something to me. But that means I don't know when the Lord is going to return. I don't know who I'm going to be and what I'm going to be doing when the Lord is going to return. The Bible says that he's going to be faster than the twinkling of an eye. That means the reflection of light. If it comes to your eye twinkle, it's going to be faster than that. That means that you won't have time to say I'm sorry if you ain't already said I'm sorry. You won't have time to repent if you have not already repented. You won't have time to get it right if you have not already got it right. Because the Bible says that he's coming back a second time. And he says he's going to come back as a practice run. But when he comes back a second time, he's coming to rapture a church. The Bible says without spot or blemish, he has come to rapture a church that is a reflection of the will of God. But specifically, my brothers and sisters, let me hasten to a close here. See, the problem also that happens, though, is that over time, we have gotten to a place where we think that, oh, that's just what the old folk was talking about. That's just what they said in the Bible. Folk been talking about Jesus coming back forever. Has he come back yet? But see, I got an answer for you. 2 Peter 3, chapter the 9th verse says the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. So that means the Lord is just taking his time, giving us time to get it right this morning. He's taking his time looking past the faults and meeting the needs. He's taking time this morning. In fact, it was David who said, it was good for me that I was afflicted. See, the Lord loves you so much, sometimes he gives you a weapon.
Judgment of God. Yeah. And as we search on, search
be attractive as we watch the videos on Instagram and YouTube and other social media outlets, and it appears as though our favorite artists and rappers and R&B singers and sports figures are having the time of their life. But see, I want to instruct you that sin only lasts for a season. In other words, the Bible says, I believe it's in Hebrews, the 9th chapter, the 25th verse, but the Bible says that Moses had enough sense to forsake sin for a season because he realized that with Christ there is more to gain. In other words, sin may be fun for a little while, but if anybody in here is over 40 years old, you know that sin only lasts for a season. You know that sooner or later, your actions and your deeds are going to catch up with you. And the same thing that made you happy, Lavasia, is the same thing that will make you cry. And then what that made you so happy? Now you're crying on Jackie's shoulder. That woman you had to have. Mama told me, leave that fast tail girl alone. Ain't that right in the morning? That's how we used to talk. Leave that fast tail girl alone. Oh no. That's my woman. But turn out that you was just a special kind of fool. Anybody remember that? Special kind of fool. See, but the problem is we're not sober. And we're not thinking clearly. And when you allow yourself to get intoxicated and infatuated by the things that you see, by the things that you can touch, by the things that you can smell, by the things that you can sense, by the things that you can hear, and those things are ungodly, then it leads to spiritual in sobriety. Yeah. In fact, it's often the case, rather, my brothers and my sisters, that when those of us who try to avoid such things, we find ourselves sitting by ourselves. Yeah. You know, in the previous chapter, Peter says that when you don't choose to do these things, that folk would find it strange. And you know, I preached it a while ago, and I'm not going to get to it, but you know, I want to be strange. Yeah. If the world finds me strange, then that's a good place to be. Because if the world finds me strange, that means I'm not conforming to its image. And the Bible says that friction with the world is enmity with God. I can't serve two masters. Either I'm going to love the one friend or hate the other. I cannot serve mammon and God. I cannot please the world. Please the Lord of my soul. I cannot please my friends and please the God of the universe. Sooner or later, somebody's going to have to go, and it ain't going to be God. Sooner or later, somebody's going to have to go, and it ain't going to be the master of the sea. It ain't going to be the one I can call on in the midnight hour. It ain't going to be the one who can heal my body. It ain't going to be the one who can answer my prayer.
Worth it.
I might seem strange to the world, Frank, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
blessing of salvation, the gift of salvation. I'm talking about spiritual giftings and things that God can do to allow you to minister on a higher level. When you stop thinking about those things, when you don't care about those things, when all you're focused on is what God can do materially, you are spiritually unsober. You are spiritually unsober because you've allowed yourself to be intoxicated with the world. And you say what the preacher said, when the blessings go up, the praises go up, the blessings come down. God don't want me poor. I can't give God glory poor.
Prey. And the best followers were they traps that were so good that
devil monopolies. Oh, shut up, keep writing your hand. I see. Satan will lay traps and snares that have a 5-year plan. Some of us don't know what we're going to do tomorrow.
Come on.
Come on, man.
He got a 5-year plan. And all the traps, they look nice on the outside, look unsuspecting. Everything seems right. And sometimes he disguises it by even allowing a little trouble to happen. But if it looks too good, you might avoid it. Ah, that's too good to be true. You know what they say? It's too good to be true. Probably ain't true. So Satan will allow some trouble, some drama to pull you, Joy, into that trap. Slow. Playing that organ. Going to church. One word. He constantly pulling. Small, imperceptible ways. He's constantly pulling. And when you least expect it, and you look up one day, you realize, I made a mistake. The problem is, we weren't vigilant. We came to church, punched the clock, went home, ate some greens, went to sleep, watched the game, got ready for work. Then see it again until next Sunday, and we did it all over again. So we pop out. The Bible is calling for us in these last of evil days to be sober, to be vigilant. Why? Because we have an adversary. Yeah. Now, if we didn't have no threats, wouldn't be no threat. Right? Just skipping around the garden like Adam and Eve. What's up, Eve? What's up, Adam? Right? What you doing today? I don't know. What you doing? I don't know. But we have a threat. We have an adversary. And that adversary is depicted in the Bible not only as being the devil, which we understand is the accuser of the brethren. In other words, let me let you know something. Satan wants you to sin in order to bring God's wrath and judgment into your life. See, Jerome, God, he did it. You gonna bless him? And God is a just God.
Yes,
yes. He's a holy God.
Yes.
He cannot act contrary to his nature. So he wants you to heap up so much because look, God is what? Slow to anger. Okay. Slow to wrath.
Yes.
And he wants you to heap up so much stuff. That's why the Bible warns against persistent sin. Because he wants you to heap up so much of God's anger and judgment against you that he is forced to deal with you. Because Satan deceived you, because you weren't sober, because you weren't vigilant, and you did those things thinking you were getting away with it, that nobody knew but you. You deleted your web browser and history, and you did this and you did that. Deleted text messages off your phone and messages off of your DM to cover your tracks. But God sees all and knows all. And what Satan wants to do is put you in a position not to receive his blessing, but to receive his wrath.
Yes, yes.
And so our adversary means no good to us. Satan is merciless. He does not have mercy. Satan is evil to the core. There is, in fact, the Bible says he is the father of lies, that nothing good dwells within Satan. He is not gracious. He is not loving. He has no capacity to be good. Everything about him is absolutely 100% evil. Every plan, everything is away your peace and your joy. When the enemy comes in to trick you and to cause you to think that the God you serve is ineffectual, that the God you serve can't do it, that the God you serve is unable, I want you to know this morning that the Bible says that they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. If you're going through right now, if it seems like the situation is bad right now, take somebody by the hand and tell a neighbor, I just want you to wait. I just want you to wait on the Lord. Because if you wait a little while, after you suffered a little while, if I tried you, I'll bring you out like you're alone. You might have to suffer a little bit. You might have to cry sometimes. But be faithful a few things, and I'll lift you up. And I bless you for a room on a minivan. Tell somebody, tell a neighbor that God is on my side. God is with me. And if God is for me, then he's more than a runner against me. I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. I am not without peace. I can fight back against the devil. When temptation comes, I can say, I rebuke thee, Satan. Get behind me, Satan. Jesus, when temptation comes, I can speak to that body and say, not today, Satan. And it's on my t-shirt. It's in my heart. Not today, Satan. We ain't going there today. We ain't watching that today. We ain't going over there today. We ain't answering that phone today. We ain't responding to that text message today. Not today, Satan. What else can I do? And a few other things. You can ask me from fleshly lust. And you know what that means? That means telling your flesh no. I know it's hard to do, especially once you taste it, and it's good and it smells good, and it looks good and it feels good. But tell somebody, tell a neighbor, if Nancy Reagan said no, then you can say no. If Nancy Reagan said just say no, then you can just say no. When the devil comes in and he tries to intoxicate you and get you to look at the things of the world and say, look at what you're missing out on. Look at all the things that you can have. So you sitting up in church, worshiping that God. What's they really done for you? Your body's still sick. Your kids still ain't acting right. You're grieving in your spirit. You don't know where your money's coming from. You're about to get evicted. But the Bible says that the Bible fall on my knees. And the Bible says that a poor man cried. And when that poor man cried, God heard him and he delivered him out of all of his trouble. All takes them seat. I'm going through it right now. God, deliver me. I'm broken heart right now. God, to the friendless and a mother to the motherless. Ain't nobody do you like Jesus. Ain't nobody do you like the Lord. I got to leave the Second Baptist. I got to go home. But as I take my seat, let somebody tell a neighbor. I decided a long time ago that Jesus is still my choice in my sick days. Jesus is my choice on my bad days. Jesus is my choice on my good days. Jesus is my choice when the sun is shining. Jesus is my choice when it's raining outside. Jesus is my choice when I'm feeling wet, when I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. He's still my choice in my good days. He's my choice when I